welcome to St. Luke's Lutheran Church on this somewhat drizzly Easter morning. We do have a few announcements. One is try not to be distracted by the smell of food that will be wafting up during our service, because we are having Easter brunch downstairs following the service. Please stay and participate in that. I'm not sure if anyone's hidden the Easter eggs. If not, someone can be tasked with hiding eggs that anyone who wants to search for can go search for. So that's immediately following our service. Our food pantry volunteers tomorrow are Buck Gilbert and Ron and Kathleen McPhee. On Tuesday, we are winding down our study of the purpose-driven life. We finished the regular chapters. We have two extra chapters to do. So if you would like to join us, we'd love to have you. 10 o'clock right here. On Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. over at Union Congregational, we will have a celebration of the life of Donna Scantling. So we're asking any people who would like to contribute cookies or bars to contact Shelley. And that's what the family would like. It's just late refreshments. So celebration of life for Donna Scantling, Wednesday, 10 o'clock, over at Union Congregational. And Wednesday night, 5:45, is youth night and confirmation. I may need someone to take over confirmation for me, so that I don't give the kids a night off, but I need to head back to North Dakota. But we'll talk about that after the service. You will see in your bulletin a listing of people who contributed toward our Easter lilies, and I want to thank Shelley McPhee for purchasing our lilies for us. So you'll see a list of people who donated to that cause. Do we have any other announcements we need to take care of? If not, a warning that today you are all in the splash zone. If you wonder, did I hear a wet? Splash zone. Today you're all in the splash zone. I'll try not to get you too wet. Just a warning that I will be coming around with what looks like a whisk broom. And, I asked my husband if I should make a joke about how baptism wipes away our sins. He said, don't do it. I just did it anyway. But just a warning, we're going to get just a little damp. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. In the name of the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection and called to live the baptized life, let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. Holy God, we give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that make a people your own, that restore to wholeness and empower us to be witnesses in your name. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that strengthen believers and give new life to beloved servants of your church, waters that extend your boundless love and cross barriers of our own making. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that open the hearts of believers and give a voice in the night to those in captivity, waters that set your people on a new path, rejoicing in the Spirit's power. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. Grant us grace, love, and life, O living one, that our every day is shaped by these waters that give us our varied lives in you. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the crucified and risen one. Amen. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, number 365.
Jesus Christ is risen today. Come on. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
You'll find the Kyrie on page 184 of the hymnal.
Thank you.
join together in the prayer of the day. O
God,
you gave
your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption,
and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit,
one God, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 10. Peter's sermon, delivered at the home of Cornelius, a Roman army officer, is the summary of the essential message of Christianity. Everyone who believes in Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection fulfills the word of the prophets, receives forgiveness of sin through his name. A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread through Judah, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to that, and he did both in Judah and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as the judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the God, Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 118 responsibly. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of righteousness.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted, and the right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not die, but live, and declare the words of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them in the name of the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered.
The stone that the builders rejected has become my chief cornerstone.
By the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. Paul describes the consequences of the resurrection, including the promise of new life in Christ to a world that has been bondage to death. He celebrates the destruction of evil and the establishment of God's victory's rule over all. A reading from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through human being. For as all we all die in Adam, so all has made alive in Christ. But each in this own order, Christ is the first fruits and has coming to those who belong in Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God and the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler in the authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Everything that they had worked for, everything that they had hoped for, what does it come to? That awful, awful night when Jesus was arrested. That terrible day when he was flogged, when he was forced to carry his cross, when he couldn't carry it anymore and someone else had to assist. That day when he was placed on that cross, crucified and died, and was hurriedly placed in a borrowed tomb. All their hopes, all their dreams, all their expectations of who Jesus was seemed to be lost. The day that we call Holy Saturday, I've read, is the most honest day of the church year when we think about the waiting that the followers of Jesus had to endure, how the men were hiding, fearful that they would be next to be hauled away and crucified. It is a Sabbath day, and yet it doesn't feel like any Sabbath they've ever experienced before. The grief is horrific. And then the first day of the week arrives, and the women need to do what women do. Jesus' body has been hurriedly prepared. Some of the spices have been placed upon it. He's been wrapped in a linen shroud. And you could say that he was anointed even before by Mary of Bethany, the one who broke open that jar of precious nard and poured it over his feet, and kneeling, wiped it with her hair. But now it is time to finish those last preparations. And so the women go to the tomb with their spices, their ointments, their linen wrappings. And perhaps they talk to each other about how it seems impossible that Jesus is gone. And then they start asking, "And how are we going to move the stone from the tomb? We'll have to find someone to help us." And so in grief and sorrow, they go to the tomb where Jesus has been laid. And they notice that the stone has been rolled away. Someone has managed to get there before them, even though it's so early in the morning. And they go in and they don't see the body, which should put them in shock, because bodies just don't get up and move. Has his body been stolen? Has someone taken away their Lord, their master, and not allowed them to do this final act for him? But then they look closer and they see that the linen in which he's been placed has been rolled up. And there are two men? Angels? Who are they? All that they know is that these individuals are there in dazzling white and speak to them and say very strange words. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? And they're thinking, but we're looking for the dead among the dead? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Don't you remember his words? And they remember his words, words that they didn't understand, that they didn't understand before and are not so sure they understand now. Words that he said about needing to die and then being raised again. Is it true? And in their hearts, they know it is. And they run and they tell the men as they're instructed to do. And the men, of course, they don't believe. Why should they believe? What the women say is a fanciful tale. Who believes women? In those days, women were not to be believed. If you needed witnesses, you needed two men. Women's testimony didn't count for much. So why believe this fantastic story that they've told? But something nudges Peter. And we see in today's lesson, Peter is the one who goes to the tomb. You think if he had really had understanding, shouldn't he have been there first? But he goes to the tomb and sees it is just as the woman said. And he comes away amazed. Why look for the living among the dead? It is just as he said it would be. And that is what we celebrate on this resurrection morning. What seems impossible for human beings, what is impossible for human beings, is not at all impossible for our God. To send his Son to live among us, to endure what we endure, to know the grief that we bear, to die, those are human things. But to be raised again shows something else. We see in this both that Jesus is fully human and that Jesus is fully divine. I look for the living among the dead. I don't know about you, but lately I've seemed to be around the dead quite a bit. I had a funeral just last week. There are two funerals coming up this week. But there's something different about death and about funerals for us than for others. And it's what's stated in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4. This is what is written. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others who do not have hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. And it talks about the day when Jesus comes again. And we pray for his coming once again in glory. But are we ready for it? There are days when I pray, come, Lord Jesus, come. And others when I say, come, Lord Jesus, but not quite yet. I'm not quite finished. There are days when I realize I'm still looking for the living among the dead. I look for things in my life that are dead, that need to stay dead, and places in my life that have been renewed and are alive. I look for the living among the dead. Look for the living among the living. We're told in our second reading today, in 1 Corinthians 1 thing that we need to remember. And that is that what we believe is true, even though the world denies it. He said, if for this life only we've hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then in his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom of God, the kingdom to God the Father, after he's destroyed every ruler and every authority and every power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. And what is the last enemy to be destroyed? Death. Death itself is the last enemy to be destroyed. In a world where we encounter pain and suffering and death, to know that the day will come when death itself is destroyed. Then in Jesus' resurrection, we have hope of our own. And today's gospel lesson was from the gospel according to Luke. There was an alternative reading from John, which focuses on Mary Magdalene. Remember, she is so caught up in grief, looking for the living. Some living person who can tell her where her dead one is. And she doesn't recognize her living Savior and thinks he's a gardener. And there's a blessing that was written by Jan Richardson. She writes, while it was still dark, John's gospel tells us that when Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb and finds it empty, the day has not yet begun. She says, I cannot tell you how much I depend on that detail. Easter starts in the shadows. Resurrection begins in the place where it is difficult to perceive. Here in the dark, as Easter makes its way to us and in us, I'm sending so many blessings for you. In whatever ache we carry, we may, like the Magdalene, know the astonished wonder of the love that calls our name. And here is Jan Richardson's blessing, called the Magdalene's blessing. For Easter Day, you hardly imagined standing here. Everything you ever loved suddenly returned to you, looking you in the eye and calling your name. And now you do not know how to abide this hole in the center of your chest where a door slams shut and swings open at the same time. Turning on the hinge of your aching and hopeful heart, I tell you, this is not a banishment from the garden. This is an invitation, a choice, a threshold, a gate. This is your life calling to you from a place you could never have dreamed. But now that you have glimpsed its edge, you cannot imagine choosing any other way. So let the tears come as anointing, as consecration, and then let them go. Let this blessing gather itself around you. Let it give you what you will need for this journey, You will not remember the words. They do not matter. All you need to remember is how it sounded when you stood in the place of death and heard the living call your name. Now on this resurrection morning, Jesus calls our name as he did to Mary. On this day, we acknowledge that Jesus is Lord of all, Lord of the living, Lord of the dead, Lord of all creation, Lord of us. On this day, I ask that you recommit yourselves to our Lord, our risen Savior. Recommit your lives. Put away those things that are dead. Let your life again be filled with the living love and grace and mercy of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. On this resurrection morning, know that he is risen. He is risen indeed. And the day comes when he will be there with us. We will see him face to face. And we will wonder once again at his astonishing love and mercy for us. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, number 619. let us confess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
Kindle new life in your church. Encourage all who seek creative ways to share the good news of Christ's resurrection. Bless mission developers and new ministries, that their work plant seeds that flourish. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Nourish new life in all of creation. Shower forests and grasslands, deserts and mountains with life-giving rains. Grant us delight in your glory that shows forth in all that grows this season. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Empower new life among the nations. As you raise Jesus from the dead, bring new hope for peace and reconciliation in places of war and strife. Raise up leaders who are steadfast in their commitment to justice and transformation. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Bring new hope among all who are in need, especially neighbors without homes or food, and those whose housing or food supply is at risk. Bring healing to all who are fearful, ill, or grieving. We pray especially for those on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Awaken new life in this place. Open our hearts to ways you are calling us to be at work in the world and in our community. Give us courage to boldly share your love for all people beyond our walls. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Trusting in the promises of the resurrection, we remember with thanksgiving our beloved dead, especially those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Sustain us with a living hope until we are reunited with them and all the saints at the heavenly banquet. God of grace, hear our prayer. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace.
Thank you.
And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
Gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take,
and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love.
Come, Holy Spirit.
With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
to the table of the Lord. In the center of this tray, you will see a clear liquid that is juice, and on the outer rings, the darker colored liquid is water. We usually start at the back of the church and move our way forward. So please come to the table of the Lord.
Amen.
pray together, living one.
In this feast, we have made yourself known to us. Send us now to tell other wonders, sing your glory, and proclaim your wisdom life to the wounded and weary world. Amen.
And as you go out into the world to spread the message of God's love, receive this blessing. The triune God who was, who is, and who is to come, sovereign Savior and Spirit, light the way with resurrection and dawn, now and always. Amen. Let us join together in our ascending song. It is number 536. God be with you till we meet again.
Thank you.